Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about being real, being vulnerable. Why is it important to be real? Because when one is being real, they are able to be their true self. And you know, when I work with people, many who have put up very large defense mechanisms, these walls are so high and so thick that no one can permeate them. I know you've met people like this in your world, where perhaps you're open and honest about your life, and this person will tell you nothing whatsoever about what they're truly thinking or feeling as a person they are. And it's really off-putting. And the reason for that is because we can't relate to people who have a bunch of defense mechanisms up. These are the folks who live very superficial lives. These are the folks who have a hole inside their soul. They're empty inside. These are the folks who are really lonely. These are the people who have a ton of acquaintances, but no real friends. Because there's no way to connect. Because being real means being vulnerable. It's only through being vulnerable that you're going to be able to truly experience the most beautiful emotions there are on this planet. Love, belonging, trust, and the joy that goes with having those emotions attached to meaningful relationships. However, it takes courage to be vulnerable, because sometimes speaking your truth might anger or sadden another person. I was having a conversation with my roommate earlier today, and it was about the way that I deal with certain aspects of my business, actually. He very lovingly and caringly explained to me why it was that my idea of what I'm doing here doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You see, when I think about my hypnosis practice, I really concentrate on the things that I really know how to do well. When people call in for those things, it's relatively easy for me to listen to their issues, explain to them what I believe is going on, and let them know if I can help them, and how I can help them, if I can help them. But there's this other thing that's been going on lately, where I was challenged to look at the practice from a different point of view. Mainly to look at it as a way of being able to help pretty much anyone break through their blocks, their inner game, as I say, in the world of business, when people are building their businesses and they can't get it beyond a certain income level, they need to break through their blocks so they can make it, because all the strategies and tactics in the world aren't going to help if you're sabotaging yourself. And, of course, these are emotional issues, aren't they? However, I have this block of my own where I find it really hard to talk to people about making a whole lot of money or helping them increase their income. Which is kind of interesting, because when I have clients who come to me with emotional difficulties, in some cases, not all, but in some cases, we do work around them finding better work situations for themselves. And they've been fairly successful at it. I haven't helped them in terms of strategies and techniques in business building. That's not my expertise. But in terms of finding a better place to work at a better wage and with better benefits, with better people who are more aligned with who they are and what they are, and what they care about doing in this world. And to tell you the truth, though it was hard to a degree listening to what my roommate was saying to me, because he did it in a very caring way, I was able to hear his words, because what he said to me ultimately was this. He said, Suzanne, you're here to educate the world in terms of how much and how well hypnosis can help people. And the truth of the matter is that anyone who is willing to do what they need to do using their skill set, hypnosis, can do very well. So stop undermining yourself and just concentrate on the idea that you can help these folks and go ahead and do it. Now, I'm being really vulnerable here because I want to be an example to you in terms of this thing that came up for me just today. And what's really important is that my roommate said what he said. Because he truly cares. We get along great. We've only known each other a month, but we get along really well. We have similar philosophies of life. We have similar ideas of things that we care about. He's a life coach, and I do coaching through the hypnosis. And he studied hypnosis, not as deeply as I have, but he understands it for what it is. And so, the only way that I could really take his input was respectfully. Just listen to what he had to say, understand his point of view, and see if I couldn't turn my mind around to really better understand his way of looking at it. Because ultimately, it will help me out. And that's what vulnerability is about on both sides. That is how you have true relationships with people. It's not by hiding and pretending that everything is great and wonderful when it's not. It's not about dancing around other people's needs or thinking that you have a better idea of what they need in a caustic, argumentative way, which was the way my other roommate used to shove crap down my throat. She and I have nothing in common whatsoever. It's really a matter of being able to be respectful of one another's point of view and listen to one another. And so doing deep, wonderful relationships are built. And I can tell you this, my roommate has a lot of absolutely fantastic friends. I've met several of them, and they all say the same thing. He's a really great guy. And you know what? He is a really great guy. He earned it by being caring, being giving, being vulnerable. He's let me know when he's had some difficult times to deal with as well. So it's not like it's a one-way street or anything. And I do my best to listen to him, and if I can do something to help him out, of course I'm here to help him out. Because in the end, it's really important to have real relationship with the people with whom you share your living space. So I want you to think about the way that you have been doing your life lately. Have you been real? Have you been vulnerable? Have you been willing to say your truth because you cared enough to put that information out there in a loving and caring manner? And have you been willing to be a listener to somebody who cared enough about you to give you their observations, their insights, their care, and what I would consider their love. Trusting that you'll take the words in the way that they were meant. Because this is what really is important in life. I learned this actually while I was in Israel for 2.5 months. And a lot of people in my world had no idea where I was or what I was doing while I was over there. I was basically on my own. I met a cousin who I had never met before, who I spent time with while I was over there. But basically, I was on my own doing my own thing. And it was while I was there processing a lot of stuff. I mean, emotional stuff for the most part. I was going through a kind of hard time. I realized the importance of the relationships that one has in life. Because being people, we do need to socialize with other people. We do need to know that we're loved and that we're cared about. Because without this love, without this care, well, we human beings can get a little crazy. This is how addictions are formed and eating disorders, which I consider a form of addictions, really. And all kinds of physical and mental health problems can arise because we don't feel we belong anywhere. So this whole idea of being vulnerable and being real is super important. If you're a person who finds it hard to break down your defenses because you feel you are hurt earlier in your life, get yourself some help so that you can overcome it. So you too can have real relationship. I want to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.